Trainer Larry Jones was riding high 5 years ago. In 2008, Jones's proud spell won the Kentucky Oaks. His Kentucky Derby entry was 8 bells. Jones's horse was the focus of attention before the race. She'd done well in workouts, and she's vying to become just the fourth filly to win the sport's most famous race in 134 tries.
She became a fan favorite.
8 bells came very close to victory, finishing second only to Big Brown. But Jones's celebration halted quickly. Soon after the race, 8 bells fell to the dirt. She'd broken 2 ankles and was euthanized on the track. What came next was second-guessing, accusations and anger from corners of the news media and the public, much of it directed at Jones. Some of the criticism was aimed at the use of steroids on thoroughbreds, though Jones says 8 bells hadn't used them. Steroids have since been banned. Others questioned whether fillies should run against colts, though research suggests that fillies aren't more prone to injury when they race against male horses.
I think it was pretty obvious when it was all over. Yeah, she didn't come over just to run around the track. She came over to run. 18 boys got to chase her around through there. And it appears that the one that beat her was, it'd be a very special horse.
In 2008, 36 horses suffered fatal injuries on Kentucky racetracks. But only one of those happened on horse racing's most visible day, when more than 150,000 people are watching live and millions are watching on television. Mary Scalay, equine medicine director for the Kentucky Horse Racing Authority, says serious injuries to high-profile horses such as 8 Bells and 2006 Derby winner Barbaro have spurred greater attention to safety for horses and some reform.
Her injuries caused everybody to take a long, hard look at their own procedures and practices and protocols to determine if there was anything that could be done to improve safety. And I think one of the things that it also did is it caused us to look scientifically at some of the injury data to respond to some assertions that were made.
The industry now keeps better track of injuries, and pre-race examinations have been improved. Fatal race-related injuries have decreased in Kentucky since 2008, but Scalay says it's difficult to attribute the drop to any of the reforms. Not long after 8 Bells' injury, Jones retired because of an illness. He's since returned to training thoroughbreds, though he has no horse in this year's Oaks or Derby. He says he entered 8 Bells in 2008 because he thought she could win. He still speaks glowingly of her. Elegant, composed, strong. What happened after she crossed the finish line was but a freak accident, he says. Thoroughbreds sustain injuries just like humans. Jones compared it to the broken leg Louisville Cardinals guard Kevin Ware suffered in this year's Final Four.
How many times have guys run up down the floor, jumped, landed, and never break a leg? But he did. So it's the same situation. If you're an athlete, sometimes things happen.
The difference is that certain injuries can't be treated for horses. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Joseph Lord.